Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We go out to the Fan Hotline to talk to Jeff Hathorn, Harry, for the Hawk Report. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What was it? Jeff, you were just at the Kyle Dubas press conference, I imagine. I saw a flurry of tweets, and you're everywhere and nowhere all at once. You are omnipresent, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, I'm guessing that the main takeaway was Dubas' comments on Pat Brisson and the future of Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, that, I mean, I thought it was interesting. This is about as, I don't know if forceful is the right word. This is about as stuck on, listen, we've got a path and we're not altering it for anybody. That's basically what he said. Like, you know, Brisson can say what he wants. Other media people can say what they want, but we're not going to become an instant contender. We're not going to trade for a bunch of guys because some of our veterans, and in this case, Sid, you know, really wants to another shot at a cup. This is what we're doing. We want him to be a part of it, but we're not changing, you know, our plan. And they, and one of the other things he said is he feels like they're on the path. Not that they're necessarily close, not that they're 1 year away, 3 years away, whatever it is, but he feels like now they're on the path to where they need to get to be a contender again.
Jeff, does Derek Harmon play this weekend for the Steelers?
I think he might.
Ooh.
I think he might. He was limited yesterday, and that was his first work. And that's kind of normal. I mean, he hasn't practiced in a couple of weeks. So that first one is normally you go through some indies and then you kind of work your way into team. But even if it's just situational and they could get him in there for, you know, 20, 25 snaps or something like that, or maybe not even that many, I think it would be a value considering who else they might dress to get Harmon in there. So, yeah, I think there's a chance. We'll see how the knee kind of felt after practice yesterday, and we'll know in the next 2 days.
Jeffrey, do we see more Cole Holcomb this week?
I think there's a chance to see some more Cole, but they do believe in Peyton Wilson, and obviously Queen's not coming off the field. I think when you look at their defense right now, the guy who would be getting an opportunity, if not hurt, or at least getting some snaps, is Harrison. I mean, Malik Harrison's their downhill thumper. It's interesting that they signed a downhill thumper in Bentley. Now he's on the practice squad, and I don't expect to see him this week, but I think he could be a guy that could see some snaps. I think this is a big opportunity, though, for Cole. If when he gets those chances, and he will get some, can he take advantage of it and show that, hey, you need to keep giving me more reps?
Jeff Hathorn with us here on the Fan Morning Show. We'll bounce back and forth between the hockey and the football, Jeff. Brian Rust still on the roster. Rickard Rakell still on the roster. Erik Karlsson still on the roster. Do you get the sense, the inkling, heard anything from Kyle Dubas that those guys will be moved prior to the start of the regular season.
So Kyle said he wasn't going to, I mean, he's going to listen to everything. So interpret that how you will. He didn't say no. And he said that, I don't think this doesn't apply to Raquel and Russ, but he said, you know, he's going to let these young guys come out here and battle. And if he sees that they're taking veteran opportunities, he's going to give it to the young guys. So let's say camp comes and they feel really good about a number of forwards, so much so that it's like, all right, we've got this offer out here to add this piece for Rust and this piece for Raquel. I don't think they'll be hesitant to do that. I don't think they're actively shopping them, but I think they're actively listening. And considering where they're at, even though it might upset a few of the veterans, it seems to make sense if you can add some younger pieces, even though I really love Rust in the example, the way that he plays. But I think Raquel would bring some value to somebody. I mean, to have a goal scorer at that kind of money would seem to be a bargain for somebody.
Jeff, whenever you look at this game Sunday, do you look at it as a must-win for the Steelers?
I still think it's too early for must-win. But, I mean, you look at those first three games on the schedule and you're sitting 1-2. You're putting yourself in a hole because you haven't even played any of your division opponents yet. There are some big-name teams out there that you haven't played yet. I'm not going to go must-win, but, man, it's going to really put you in a hole if you don't get this one in New England, because I think New England's a decent team, and they haven't necessarily put it together yet. And, man, I want to see that matchup at Faltano. This is a huge game for Faltano because he's going to be challenged out there on the right side.
Jeff, is that the Jalen Warren that we saw last Sunday that you need to see the remainder of the season? Is he that key to this offense?
Yeah, and between the tackles as well. I mean, not just that run, but see that type of player. And, I mean, it's not just him. I mean, the line has to give him an opportunity, but, man, he came out with a vengeance.
Yep.
And I think if they can get that going, and, again, some of that's on the line, like create a hole that he can make a play like that and get everybody fired up, get that momentum going, especially on the road. Listen, you guys know this, and Rodgers wasn't giving away any secrets when he said, you know how we beat some of this too high look? We got to run the football. And they haven't been able to run the football consistently. The problem, guys, is we haven't seen it all camp. We haven't seen it in preseason, except for, you know, when third stringers were in, and we haven't seen it in the first couple of games. I don't know what makes anyone think that it's going to change overnight or that they're going to be a good running team, but they've got to try to establish something, and maybe a little confidence in a game setting will get this, not just the line, but everybody in that run game going.
Doran asked about Cole Holcomb. I'll ask you about Jack Sawyer. How much do you think he plays flipping in and out with Herbig in the absence of Alex Highsmith?
Yeah, he's going to get a bunch of snaps. I mean, even though he plays a lot on special teams, he's going to get some snaps and a chance for him. And here's the thing, you know he's going to be amped. I mean, you're getting another run with all these chances is not to get out of his gap, is not to try to make that play, is not to see, oh, man, if I go wide, I can really get May and have May run right through his gap or, you know, a handoff to running back, whatever it might be. That's going to be the key for Sawyer. I'll give you one other name who's had 12 lives on this team. DeMarvin Leal has been activated. It's now or never for DeMarvin Leal. He should be a guy that could help you stop the run. He's likely going to get a few snaps out there. Like, here's your chance. I mean, you got to show it now or it's over. So let's see how DeMarvin Leal reacts. He's played different positions. Let's see if he can make some kind of impact in the snaps that he's going to get.
DeMarvin Leal. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate your time. That was the Hawk Report, Harry.
Thank you, Carl.
See you, boys.
Thank you, Jeff. You're the man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.